Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It never gets old.
Can you see it? It's right there.
I smell it.
Ah, weekend.
Yay.
Is this rain going to melt all the snow?
I hope so.
I have newfound hope. I like on my drive in, I'm like, wait, that's grass.
Yes. Unfortunately, well, I suppose if that is the hope that you have, it stops raining this afternoon.
Oh.
So we might still have some of it, but a bunch of it's gone.
I like to see a little bit of grass. I was like, oh, yeah, you.
I'm not mad at it.
No, hello.
Yay.
I don't know why I, like, but today is a day where, like, I can't get my hands to warm up.
Oh, I have those. I'm more of a feet guy.
Feet?
Yeah, I had my space heater in my office.
You do love a little bit of heat.
I do. And that's the thing is I normally run very hot, mm-hmm. except my feet. And my feet get icebergy, and then I have to warm them.
Icebergy.
Yes, that is the technical term.
It's a thing. Look it up.
Yeah, it's science.
I know. I don't know why, but I'm like, it feels like spring with rain. And I'm seeing melting snow. So I'm like, oh, yay. Okay, yeah. Here we go. Winter's over.
Well, we're going to be in the mid.
Well, no.
But
it's not even February.
But that's true. But we're in the mid 30s all weekend. So it's spring-like.
I'm going to take it as a win for now.
After the last few weeks that we've had,
yeah.
A spring-like is pretty dang good.
I'll take a fake. I know it's fake, but there, yeah. I said it out loud. I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm fooling myself.
This weekend is the knockoff purse of spring.
Yes.
We are looking for just nice enough.
It's a nice couch bag, right?
Yes.
Like, it's close. It's just not quite there.
Good old couch.
Yeah. I totally had one of those, by the way.
I'm not mad at it. As a dude who spent a lot of money on actual purses,
oh.
Not for myself.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
you
for
do
myself.
You.
Yeah.
You do you.
Yeah, a couch bag sounds pretty delightful, frankly.
I mean, if you don't mind a slightly different version of the spelling and a bad lining to the bag, it's not bad.
See, there you go. I can't be mad at it.
I'll get over that. That's fine.
Can't be mad at it.
And we, of course, could not get enough information about the like hashtag Oscars slap.
Right.
Right. That was a fascinating, like, we had to break it all down, mm-hmm. understand each side. Well, if you're thirsty for more, I bring you Cat Slap.
Oh,
Cat Slap.
Yep.
Mesa, Arizona, the Cat Fanciers Association hosting a cat show.
As they do.
Yes, of course, as they do. And they've got different kind of competition levels. You know, there's like maybe, this kind of breed of cat or that breed of cat. And they had a special, like, there's show cats and then there's everyday household cats, right?
Yeah, your run-of-the-mill average tabby.
So they decided to do a, like, first-timer house cat category. And I don't know if they're going to continue with it because one of the cats, a black cat named Ludwig von Beethoven.
Well, fancy cat.
Fancy name.
Fancy name.
Not nice behavior.
Oh,
it
no?
attacked the judge.
Oh.
The judge was just, looking at you, complimenting the cat. Oh, beautiful black coat and petting the cat. They're supposed to like pet the cat,
yeah.
pick the cat up, make sure that,
That's how you judge an animal show.
Yeah. Except Ludwig von Beethoven was not having it.
No.
Bit her hand. Smacked her in the face.
Oh, jeez.
She put the cat down, of course, when the cat tries
well,
to
yeah.
bite her. And then she attempted again. She's like, in good faith, like maybe I just got a little in a wrong area or something. Maybe
sure.
We'll give Ludwig a
pass.
Went back in to help the cat, calm the cat down, and the cat just reached across and slapped her in the face. Got disqualified for that.
Well, yeah. It's hard to believe that you get in trouble for slapping the judge.
Yeah. Did not place, did not finish, disqualified. Going home, Ludwig.
Oh, and I bet Ludwig's mom is just furious.
I'm mortified. Mortified.
Just mortified.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
okay, I'm supposed to be getting excited, like amping myself up for the weekend, especially since it's a competition weekend. It's my daughter's first show choir competition.
Oh, wow.
Very excited for little Audrey. She's been working really hard. Last night they had like their last rehearsal before their first ever, her first ever competition.
Yeah.
There's other kids that have done this before. And I was like, I don't know why. It's more than just nerves on her behalf, because like, I know she's worked so hard. She's going to be great.
Absolutely.
Knows the dance steps, knows the songs. I've been hearing her singing in the shower. She's got this.
Good.
She's ready to go. I think my fear comes back to my own experience in show choir, because I know how important a show choir mom is.
Oh, do tell.
Show choir moms are there to help the girls with their hair and with their makeup and the look. And I don't feel like I have a very clear vision of what the look is.
Oh, no.
So I'm realizing like I'm going to have to execute
the look.
And I'm not really sure what I'm doing. So it's all on her. It's going to be a great show. It's all about dreams, visions.
Okay.
It's going to be fantastic. I just like, I hope I don't mess it up. My small part in the show.
Yeah, Mom, we would have won if you'd have done my hair like this.
You did her eyeliner wrong? What's wrong with you? We lost.
You did not accomplish the smoky eyes, and we are mad.
Oh, shucks. I'm sorry.
Whatever will I do? I changed jobs.
What?
In the middle of COVID, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So because of that, because the job I had not closed the office, and the job I went to, I was exempt from the office being closed.
Uh-huh.
I never worked from home during COVID.
Ever?
Ever.
Ooh.
I think I had it. And then I just didn't work at all.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I didn't do anything from home the entirety of the pandemic. I went to work.
How did you manage this?
It was amazing. And I got to be honest, it was amazing, because it's a lot easier to get a bunch of stuff done when there's not people coming into your office every 30 seconds.
Kind of quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you just, I'll talk to you on our Zoom at 10:30. It'll be fine.
Exactly. I'm available only when I'm online there. Yeah.
So yesterday after the show, I am beat. I don't know what it was, but if it's a week of coming in and doing the show.
You have to wake up early. It's a different sleep schedule.
Yeah, it beat me. So I decided, I finished up and I went home and took a nap,
uh-huh,
as you do. And then I got up and I'm like, I have to get ready for the weekend. The part-timers have to do their thing and start getting ready for their weekend shows and all of this. I got to get some work done.
Uh-huh.
And so I sat down, and it took me, I swear, three times as long to get anything done as it did if I was actually, I could have driven back from Coralville
and got
done the work, and it would have taken less time. I don't know. How do people, and part of it is I'm not used to it. I know that. But part of it is also, well, the dog's got to pee.
Yes.
And the dog is 16 years old, so he's got to pee a lot.
All the time.
Yes. And then there's television.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But our house is very, my family's house is very weird. The TV is on 24/7,
yep,
even if nobody's watching it.
Yep.
So it's like, shut up, television.
Just please, quiet, please.
I'm trying to do something. So what I realized is that if I had to work from home during COVID, it would have been brutal.
I know. It's so hard. I appreciate and I respect everybody who's really good at it,
mm-hmm,
but I can't focus to save my life.
No, no.
Throwing in like, oh, I'll just do a load of laundry.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Oh, the mailman came. I can do that quick.
I know. Every single, oh, is that a truck? Ooh, look, ooh, a truck.
Yeah. The Amazon guy's here.
Hi,
hey,
friend.
Hey,
do you want to talk?
Yeah. Huh? I'll close this door, but we'll have a conversation since I don't get to talk to anybody ever.
Please talk to me.
Please. I don't know how, if you can do it, God bless you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, It sounded, I was a little jealous, honestly, when I was like, I would like to work from home.
Yeah.
I would like to not have to go to the office.
Sounds great.
As it turns out, the first time I, well, one of the first times that I'm like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, I'm not good at this.
No. And it's good to, at least that's why I have my office full of toys.
Yes, exactly. You know your limits now.
Cedar Rapids Fire Department is investigating the garage fire on the northwest side yesterday afternoon. Crews arrived at the home on 10th Street Northwest to find a garage on fire with large amounts of combustible material inside that made fighting the fire a little bit more difficult.
Yikes.
Yes. One cat was rescued and two firefighters were sent to the hospital after receiving electrical shocks, but they've been released. They're okay.
Oh my goodness.
So that was quite a fire, but luckily Kitty is good.
Yeah.
Unless Kitty slapped.
It's another hashtag cat slap.
Governor Kim Reynolds and two dozen other Republican governors are siding with the governor of Texas in his border dispute with the Biden administration. Statement comes from the governors after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that federal agents can remove razor wire Texans installed at Eagle Pass along the U.S.-Mexico border. Reynolds says the state of Texas should be able to use every tool necessary to defend itself from the tide of mass migration across the border. Iowa is one of three states that does not have an official state fish.
Yeah, we don't have all of the state stuff. Like, we don't have a state food.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of state
stuff. No, but other states have state fish?
Yeah, 47 of them have a state fish.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either. A Northwest Iowa legislator's proposal would change that. State Representative John Wills of Spirit Lake says the nomination came from a constituent who told him that the Iowa darter is the only fish that has the word Iowa in its name.
Well, that's cool.
And it would make a great state fish. The Iowa darter is just under 4 inches,
mm-hmm.
and its scales and fins are covered in rainbow colors.
That sounds pretty.
It does.
How did it get to be an Iowa darter? Was it discovered here?
Like, does not say.
Wow.
So Iowa, as you mentioned, has just a handful of state symbols. The last one was the state rock,
mm-hmm.
which is the geode.
The geode.
Of course. That was done in 1967. That was
seriously?
The last one. Yes.
We tried to make rhubarb pie the official state pie of the, and nobody was having it.
No, I would not have.
So I wish you very much luck on trying to get the fish thing through, as it seems like something that would bring us all together in a time of division.
Absolutely. Yeah. If it's named after us, it seems like a
this
no-brainer.
This is a no-brainer.
Absolutely. So good luck to the Iowa darter. So what's got us feeling all right this morning? How about this? An Eastern Iowa veteran has been named a 2023 Pat Tillman Scholar for dedication to helping others.
Wow.
Zach Graham is a third-year graduate student at the UI College of Dentistry and one of just 60 service members to receive a scholarship this year nationwide.
Only 60?
Only 60 of them.
Nice.
Yeah. The Pat Tillman Scholarship is presented to military service members who are students to help them pursue academic goals. Graham plans to specialize in endodontics when he finishes up at the
That's
U.
That's awesome.
So that is very cool. That has us absolutely feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Taylor Swift a little upset, and I think anybody in her position would, after what happened yesterday. A bunch of pornographic images of Taylor Swift started going around on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it.
Yeah.
The picture depicts her in positions, partially clad with Kansas City Chiefs garb on, amongst other fellow Chiefs fans. Not nice images.
Of course not. And that's just... No.
No, indeed.
No.
She did not sign up for this, and it's not actually her. It's all AI.
Well, right.
So fans are doing their best trying to have her back. Swifties tried to take it all down with some positive posts about Taylor and then using keywords like Taylor Swift AI to kind of combat all the images that were popping up. A source says that Taylor is considering legal action, although it's not clear who do you go after.
As I say, I'd love the idea of her doing that, but yeah, who do you go after?
Where did it start? Where did it begin?
Yeah. Is there any way to trace that sort of thing?
Don't know. But whether or not they do take legal action. The one thing is clear, the images are completely fake. They're AI generated, and it's abusive, offensive, expletive, and it's done without her consent and without her knowledge. So it's wrong, and we need to figure out, you know, as a society, how do we stop something like that?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's Taylor. Everybody, you know, it's not like she's...
Well, whether you like her or not.
It's never okay.
Yeah.
But there are stars that you're like, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Taylor.
Not really.
No.
I mean, it's almost like that Kanye West video when he put her head on an image. Like,
No.
It's creepy. It's weird. I don't like it.
Nope.
I don't like
no,
it.
No, sir, don't
Shut
like
this
it.
Down. Okay. Let's talk about new baby. At 80 years old, Robert De Niro is a new father. 9-month-old daughter, Gia, doing great. She's healthy. He's healthy. And he's opening up about how he wants to be as a father. And his goal is be around as long as he can.
I was going to say, what he wants to be as a father, what, alive?
Alive.
That he and her are not both getting diaper changes?
Yes. That's the goal.
Yeah.
He said, "I, as an 80-year-old dad, it's great. Everything that I'm consumed with or worried about just kind of goes away when I look at her. It's wondrous. She's got this very sweet kind of way of looking at you and just kind of taking you in." So he's really just kind of fascinated and enjoying this time, this relationship that he has with his daughter. He does have 6 other children, remember, 11 to 51. And I'm sure that he looks his 51-year-old child in the eyes and has the exact same thing.
Yeah. Can you imagine being 50 years old and having your dad say, hey, guess what?
I have told my family I had a nightmare when I was in college that my dad was going to have a baby with Christina Aguilera. It was the scariest nightmare I've ever had.
Oh, man, that is terrifying.
There's trauma there.
There's terrifying on a number of levels.
Traumatic.
Yes.
Traumatic. Speaking of trauma and drama, Bobby Burke making the announcement that he's leaving Netflix's Queer Eye after season 8 left a lot of people wondering, oh, my goodness, what went wrong?
What happened?
Is the Fab Five not so fab anymore? Are they mad at each other? Bobby Burke finally opening up a little bit more about what happened behind the scenes. And admitting he does have a feud with his co-star, Tan France, but the feud is not the reason that he's leaving the show.
Okay.
He didn't also tell us what the feud was.
I was going to say, did he tell us what the problem is?
No, and I totally want to know.
Oh, come on.
Was it personal?
Spill.
He said it was not a romantic issue, and he predicts that with time, they'll be on better terms in the future, but that's all that he would say about this feud.
Huh.
I need more. Yeah. I need more on the feud.
Drama.
Explaining why he quit Queer Eye was that he has a lot of other projects going on, which he's already stated before. But his thing was he thought everybody was going to be done after season 8.
Oopsie.
Yeah. Netflix had contracts for all of the Fab Five through 2022. And he thought that after that, then we'll all just kind of go our separate ways. So Bobby Burke started making plans that he was not coming back to that job, nor that anyone else was coming back to that job either. And then at the last second, everybody else changed their mind.
That seems like something that maybe you would ask.
Yeah. Hey, what about you? Are you doing this?
What are you thinking?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
But he said his plans were such that he had other projects, other irons in the fire, and he couldn't just abandon those. He wanted to continue with those projects as well. So he said, I would have had to pump the brakes on what I was getting ready to do, not willing to do that. So I'm going to have to just say goodbye.
Well, at least he's got other things going. So it's not like he's leaving and then he's got
Else lined up.
I'm just going to go and sit.
You did the right thing, Bobby.
Yeah.
He's got the next thing ready to go.
Good for him.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Welcome back, nerds. I got all of the up and coming things that maybe you missed this week, but you need to know in the world of nerdiness.
Nerditude.
Join me and gain some nerdy knowledge.
Let's go.
Prepare yourself for a spectacular Mardi Gras of a spring. Not talking about New Orleans. I'm talking about cicadas.
Oh, no.
2 cicada broods are going to erupt this spring about the same time.
Oh, 0 of 10. Do not recommend.
No, this is the 13-year cicadas and the 17-year cicadas. They're expected to emerge in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and Iowa.
Oh,
yes.
I was just about to take a shot at all of those states, and then you dropped us, and I'm like, ah, crap.
Don't you take a shot at them, because it's going to be a problem here as well. The two broods have not emerged at the same time since 1803, when Thomas Jefferson was president, when Napoleon was thinking, I might just go invade England. It's going to be a doozy. The bugs are going to be everywhere.
Odd. Oh, totally 0 of 10. Do not recommend. I am not looking forward to this.
The good news is, Well, it's not harmful to us. So I guess that's good.
It's just super annoying.
Just super annoying, super loud, and gross. Yeah, those cicadas and all of their noises and just kind of dropping dead wherever.
And then you step on them and
So gross.
And they're slippery.
They start to emerge like mid-May when the soil starts to get warm enough, and they're going to stay through late June. A nice warm rainfall, like the one that's
like the one we've been having,
might trigger an early emergence, but it's kind of a wait and see thing.
Oh, man.
Look forward to that this spring.
How can we avoid warm spring rains?
You cannot.
Oh, man.
Just prepare for cicadas everywhere.
Oh, fun.
And zits are the pits. So science is fighting pimples with pimples.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Cuticum bacterium acne is one of the most common bacteria on your skin, and researchers have successfully modified its gene to produce and secrete a molecule that could reduce the buildup of oil on your skin.
Oh.
That oil on your skin, if it's produced in excess amounts, can cause acne. But it's also kind of necessary to have healthy skin. It creates a barrier and keeps your face healthy. So the biologists were like, well, if we just kind of modify that bacteria that your body's already creating, will keep the skin healthier. And they were able to do it.
Go science.
On mice. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Well,
it worked on mice.
They're going to be some hot mice.
Yeah. However, mouse skin is a little different from human skin.
What?
Yeah. Go figure. So it's looser, it's thinner, and there's way more hair.
Yes.
Than human skin. Yes. Keep at it, science. Keep at it.
Keep working on it.
Don't give up. And hey, everybody, watch your language. This is a nerd news story coming to us from across the pond, directly from director of nerd news, Dance Eric Hansen. British Zoo reveals their plan to curb parrots swearing. In 2020, five African gray parrots in Lincolnshire Wildlife Center made headlines for their potty mouths. Visitors thought it was kind of amusing. You'd go to the zoo and these birds are swearing.
It's awesome.
It's hilarious, right? And we laugh.
Swearing birds are, I mean, I get it if you've got like a kid, then, but it, you know what? No.
Yeah,
no.
We came even to the zoo for a family time.
Do as I tell you to do, not as the parrot does.
Exactly. Billy, Eric, Tyson, Jade, and Elise were the parrots that had a little bit of a potty mouth problem. They were then joined by three newly donated birds. Eric, Captain, and Sheila. So they have two Erics who have a swearing problem.
Believe me. If there's one thing I know, it's Erics have a swearing problem.
They do. They really do. They kept trying to keep the parrots away from the other parrots so that these potty mouth parrots would not infect the rest of the herd. But it wasn't working, Brian.
Well, no, of course it's not working.
So the zoo had to change their tactic. They're like, how do we get these parrots to stop swearing? Put them around the other parrots. They introduced them into the 92 other non-swearing parrots to see what'll happen.
So we'll either get 100 parrots who can't do anything but drop F-bombs.
Yes.
Or these ones will clean up.
Or they'll clean up their act. And it worked. They started cleaning up their act. The other parrots like to imitate things like the sound of a car backing up or a microwave. And then these parrots, they hear the potty language and they think it's kind of amusing because it's kind of abbreviated. It's staccato.
Yeah, it's That's why we like to use them.
Exactly. Yeah. So they've found other noises to imitate. And while it's not 100% all the time, by and large, the parrots are not potty mouth parrots anymore.
Oh, man. I understand. I want to be happy for them. I'm really kind of bummed.
I think that you should have kept the potty mouth parrots.
I love a good potty mouth parrot.
Just as their own thing.
That's why I don't have any birds, is because I would teach them to say just the filthiest things.
Filthy mouth birds.
Yes.
You know what?
It's always funny.
Now I kind of want a bird. I've never wanted a bird before, but I did not know that they could learn to do that. Potty mouth parrots. That's it, nerds. Nerd news.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
You know, there is so many fun little facts out there, and sometimes they don't always make sense, but I do like, I'm a collector of this knowledge.
Okay.
I love to keep these little fun facts. They're interesting. There's just not a whole lot you can do with them. I mean, maybe you throw it out as a conversation starter, or maybe like there's a lull in the dinner conversation.
Or maybe it's 8:06 and you're like, hey, you know what? Let's got a wheel.
Share this thing. I put them all on a wheel. If you want to give it a spin, I'll just throw out some random useless knowledge.
All right, let's spin it once.
Very good spin.
Yeah, I got some muscle-y going.
Apparently, wow.
Let's see here.
He's still going.
I know. Four.
Number four. Oh, hey, did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
Corn's a type of grass.
No, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
That would explain why cows like both.
Oh.
All right. See if we got another one. All right.
This is a colorful one.
Yeah. Okay. Number 12.
12. The first Swiss Army knife was actually made in Germany.
Huh.
Yeah, made in 1891, but they just didn't have like a facility that could handle the knife, like the production of it. So they made them in Germany and then they bring them to Switzerland.
Hey, you know what? You go where you can get in where you fit in. That's what I was trying to say.
Exactly.
All right, let's spin one more time.
That was pathetic.
Yeah, I know. Kind of lame. How about number 8?
This is important travel information. If you've ever wanted to go to Antarctica, you should just know that there are 2 ATMs.
Exactly 2?
Exactly 2 ATMs in Antarctica. They're both national. Wells Fargo runs those ATMs. So if you have a Wells Fargo account, then there's no ATM fee in Antarctica for you.
Well, that is good to know.
So if that helps your decision-making process or whatever.
It does not.
It does not. It does not. Help.
Actually it does, because my mind was already made up. No.
That's not helpful.
Nope.
Look out. More.
Oh, daily double.
Daily double. That one was tied up in 2. Okay. Well, horses and sharks are ticklish.
Really?
Yeah, but don't test it out, okay?
No. Well,
I am not going to be held responsible for this.
The horse might be fun, but the shark, that's no.
Not going to go tickle sharks today.
No, I don't feel like not I should. I like my arm.
Yeah, well, if you feel like it, test it out for us. Let us know how it goes.
You do you. Let us know.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.